Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, addictions, and law of attraction. How to create clear clarity within your life, one step forward and never one step backwards. Hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is why my limiting beliefs drove me crazy. Why my limiting beliefs drove me absolutely crazy. And I'll tell you why. Because I got nothing done. My limiting beliefs stopped me from doing what I wanted to do in life. They created this block in my mind that I couldn't get things done because of my limiting beliefs. Oh, I'm not smart enough. Drove me crazy. Oh, I don't have enough money. That's why I can't go on holidays. My limiting beliefs are one of those key moments in my life that changed everything. Everything. And do I still have limiting beliefs? Absolutely. Still working on them. That's the process of life, is we're always taking what we influenced into our lives from when we were kids and erasing them throughout our lives when we become adults. Because those limiting beliefs all come from our past. What we believed. Yes, limiting beliefs from what we could not do. Oh, you're not allowed to have this today. It's not your birthday yet. Oh, you have to go through college to be successful. Well, you didn't go to college, so you're going to have to go get a full-time job. Oh, you can't speak in front of people because you have a stuttering issue. These are one of the things. Or, there's another one. Oh, you're not smart enough to do math. So I'm going to have to put you into special math class or reading class or English class. These are the things that were put into my mind, I allowed into my mind when I was a kid, teenager, even a young adult. These were the limiting beliefs that I needed to reprogram that drove me crazy. And I've been working on them for the last 5 years, one by one. And then sometimes what happens is they end up coming back because I didn't delete them out fully out of my system. They still repeat when a situation happens where I allow my limiting beliefs to stop me. For example, I had a limiting belief around dentists because I had a situation when I was younger. So I avoided going to the dentist. And now I need to get some major dental work done on my teeth because I had this limiting belief of going to see the dentist. Hey, this was me. It's all on me. It drove me crazy. And that's one of those things I put on my list yesterday, is to go to the dentist. So I wrote it down. It's one of those most difficult things for me to do. So I went and did it. So limiting beliefs that stop us and drive us crazy. So if you have limiting beliefs in your life that's stopping you from where you want to be and what you want to do in life and what you want to have in life, start working on your limiting beliefs today. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101 website for our podcast hosting system. Be right back after this. Hello and welcome back. Number one thing for limiting beliefs. Number one thing, write this down, is go back into your past. means into your thoughts. Grab the things, pull them out from your mind. What's stopping you? What's the number one thing stopping you from success or from doing something that you want to do in life? If it may be money, maybe you want to speak in front of people, you want to do something more with your life that you've always wanted, what one of those things you dreamed of, and start doing it, taking action on it. Number two, like I said, take action. Number three, stop blaming people for your limiting beliefs. It'll drive you crazy. So remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.